Happy Easter, everyone. The reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 8. The page number was told, I can't remember. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. This is the word of the Lord.
Harriet, thank you. If you're a young person, want to come and join me on the mats, that'd be great. We tend to say if you're at school, you can come on your own. If you're a preschooler or nursery, or you kind of think your parent might just help you out in the excitement of Easter, do come and join us. If you're going to get ants in your pants, bring a grown-up with you, that's what I'm saying. Brilliant to have you. Do you mind sitting back a little bit on the mats, please? That'd be great. Thanks, Grace. Back you go. Great to see you. Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Shall I get my friend Captain Perch? Yeah. Yes, I think so. Here he is. Ugh. Right, just in case we've got any guests and new people amongst us, how do we wake up my friend Captain Perch?
Wake up, Captain Perch!
It's not bad. So one, two, three.
Wake up, Captain Perch!
Whoa, even that stereo up close and personal. No, fast asleep, bank holiday weekend. One, two, three. My goodness me. Was it a late night, Captain Perch? You'd have woken me up. One, two, three.
Captain Perch!
He said you should have been louder the first time. Captain Perch. Oh, he's super happy. Happy Easter. He's so excited. Now, why are you so happy? Because it's Easter. What are the best things about Easter? No school. No school. He's on holidays. Anyone else on half-term Easter holes? Fantastic, brilliant. We love a bit of holidays. Any other grown-ups, a few bank holidays? Yeah, yes, brilliant. A few hands of excitement. We love other things. Chocolate for breakfast. Chocolate for breakfast. Anyone else had that?
Or pancakes.
Pancakes for breakfast. Delicious. Delicious, whatever it might be. Yeah, a bit of chocolate, maybe a bit for lunch. Lots of excitement. Lots of little things. We love Easter. We love it. It's a very, very happy time. And we love celebrating it here at Christ Church. Maybe we can have a big lunch later on, bit of roast lamb or whatever the crouch end sort of tofu version is. But anyway, delicious things that you can all enjoy together. Loads and loads of fantastic reasons that it's Happy Easter. But the reason we really celebrate and we're really happy here at Christ Church is because we remember that Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and to save me. That is why Captain Perch is happy. Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and to save me. And we are going to remember that through three chocolate eggs. Okay, so we say, just ask Captain Perch. Yeah, he's going to have a little breather. He likes a mid-morning nap. That was almost too much for him. So we'll pop him down over here. Now, I could do with a volunteer if that's all right. Whoa! Hands up if you do like chocolate. Pretty sure. Okay. I think, let's just see, and I don't want to be biased, a few of mine up here. Yes, young man, you come up. Brilliant, brilliant. Up you come. Round of applause for our first volunteer. Right, up you come. So, egg number one, fresh in the sops. Could you open up our egg, please? Brilliant. Open it up. If you just turn slightly sideways, they're going to want to see. Brilliant. Open it up. Great. Now, pull out what's inside. Brilliant, an egg, that's a relief, isn't it? It's always disappointing there's not, okay? Now, do you want to open up the foil, open up the egg? Yes. Is that all right? Brilliant, there you go. Fantastic. Open it up. Unwrap it. Great. Then I think Just give it a smash on the table. Let's see what's inside. Oh, good technique. I like that. Brilliant. Now, what have we got here? A top of a baby's bottle. A top of a baby's bottle. And do you want to hold that piece of paper for me as well? We've got a top of a baby's bottle. What could that be about? What on earth has that got to do with Easter? Now, on this piece of paper, maybe there's a clue from the Bible as to what it's all about. Now, the problem is, it's written in my handwriting. So this is going to test you. Do you want to help me read that? So let's just get this. Leo, we're just going to get the handheld as well. Do you think you can read that? And if you can't, I'll help you. It's my writing. You can't. Let me do it with you. An angel said to Joseph, call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, 21. We've gone right back to Christmas. We've gone back to Christmas. Thank you, George. Get back to your seat. Round of applause for George. Brilliant. Now, we've gone back to Christmas. Hands down. I don't need you for this bit. I'll shout in a moment. It says, remember when Jesus was born? We'll give him the name Jesus because it means he'll save his people from their sins. The clue is in the name at Christmas. Now, I've got a few name meanings here. I wondered who might be here. Let me start. My name is Adam, and that means man. Solid, safe. I'm happy with that. That'll work. That's fine. Now, who else have we got? Jemima. According to Dr. Google, dove. Beautiful. You know, that sort of lovely, innocent, white, sort of floaty, flighty creature. Other ones I've got here were Ralph. Wise as wolf. Wise as wolf. Who was that heckling in the... I agree. Wise, strong. That's the name that Google thinks. Names can have meanings. Not always, but they can do. And Jesus means God saves. Because Jesus was born that first Christmas to die and save us that first Easter. Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and save me. Can you do that with me? Jesus died, Jesus rose to save you and save me. There's a question. How does he do that? How did he do that? That's what happened when he was born, but how does he do it? Now, I need another volunteer. Brilliant. Archer, we come. Great. Now, you know the drill by now. Open up that one. Great. Open up the egg. What's a smash it, I can tell. Brilliant, what's there? Whoa, there's a technique. Wow. Ah, there we go. Now, what's inside? What can you see?
Nails.
A couple of nails and a piece of paper. Guys, a couple of nails. You want to show? You hold those up and show everyone. Brilliant. You show those. Brilliant. Now, how's your reading? Especially this scroll. Do you want to try and read that with me?
God
demonstrates his love for us like this. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Brilliant. Archie, round of applause for Archie. Thanks, Archie. Brilliant. Okay. So, we had the baby's bottle to remember when Jesus was born. His name means he saves. How did he do it? The nails in the second egg remind us that Jesus died the first Easter. That's how God shows his love. He loves sinners so much that whilst we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. Sin is serious, guys. It stops us being friends with God. It separates us from God. It's really, really sad. Our wrongs need making right. Sin brings punishment and death, and our wrongs need making right. So Jesus died for the wrongs to make us right. It is such good news because Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and save me. Should we try it again? Jesus died, Jesus rose to save you and to save me. Here's the thing. That's what Christmas was all about, and that's what Easter's all about. Here's my question. How on earth can we be sure? How can we be sure? Need the final volunteer? Grace, your hands up pretty early on. Grace, up you come. Thank you. Great. The final egg. Could you open up that one? Look at all this lovely chocolate. Yummy. That's it. Great. Open it up. There's a clue there. Yeah. You're going to smash it. We're all watching the technique. Ooh. Oh, pretty good. That was pretty good. Grace, what's inside? What's inside? Nothing. There is absolutely nothing inside. That egg Now, I've got to tell you something. Have we got health and safety? It's not real chocolate. It's made of gravy. Well done. Now, just to check, is it delicious? Yeah, good. So it's a real egg, but it was empty. It was totally empty. So let's read what the clue says. Here we go.
Why do you
look
for the living
among
the dead? He is not here. He is
risen.
Luke 24,
verse 6. Well done. Fantastic. Round of applause to Grace. Thank you so much. Guys, that's how we can be sure. What was in the third egg? Nothing. That's what Harriet read to us. When the first people, Jesus' friends, went to find him at the grave, at the tomb, was he there?
No.
No. Just like the egg, the tomb was empty. Completely empty. Now, guys, just listen for the last couple of moments. You're doing really well. Should we sit on our bottoms if it helps? Guys, look at me and listen up. Did Jesus' friends see him die? Yes. And did they see where he was buried? Yes. And when they went there, he wasn't there. Because Jesus had died, but Jesus was now alive. He had died and rose to save you and save me. Should we try it once more? Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and save me. That's why we say Happy Easter. That is why it is absolutely brilliant to say Happy Easter. It couldn't be happier. Guys, you listen brilliantly. I'm going to send you back to your grown-ups whilst I have a little quick chat with them as well. Well done. Don't worry about the chocolate. It will find its way to you. Back you go. Brilliant. Well done, children. Jesus died, Jesus rose to save you and save me. Just as the children take their seats, just a couple of things for grown-ups. I'm aware that tomorrow, as you should be aware, is the 1st of April. This is not an April Fool. Tomorrow there'll be April Fools. Jesus did die to save sinners, and he is now alive. That is the staggering claim of the eyewitnesses the first Easter. And it is astonishingly good news. Let's just think, what would have happened if we read our Bibles? If it hadn't happened, the scene plays out very differently, doesn't it? The people who saw him on the cross go to the tomb where they saw him buried, and they lay their flowers, they pay their respects, and that's the first Easter. Their great guru was gone. I guess, I don't know what they do. They sort of maybe go to church to sort of remember his teaching and sort of celebrate his life once lived. And maybe Easter Sunday becomes Easter Monday, a bit of DIY for good measure. But friends, no, the point is the eyewitnesses are clear. They went looking for Jesus that day. They saw him died. They saw him buried. And so they went to the graveyard, but graveyards are for dead people, so he wasn't there. He is alive. And so any thoughts of paying their respects to the deceased, that's long gone now for them. Now, the start of Christianity has nothing to do with that remembering a dead teacher, but the joy of knowing the living Lord. Jesus is alive. Now, it might well be, as I say that, you think that sounds a stretch. I hope it does. It should sound a stretch. It should sound ridiculous. Nobody else has done it. I know there are YouTube videos of people claiming nobody else has done it. No one else has died for sins and risen again to save. And just as Harriet read, Jesus promised he would. He said he'd do it. And the eyewitnesses say they saw him, and he absolutely did. And if you carry on reading the accounts, you'll see they gave everything in the certainty of that truth. Most of them giving their lives in martyrdom because Jesus died and Jesus rose to save you and save me. So friends, maybe, like those first disciples, you would say, okay, I think I might be looking for Jesus too. Full of doubts and fears and questions, just like the eyewitness accounts were at the time. That's okay. But I'm looking for Jesus too. If that is you, have you ever looked to check out the claims of those eyewitnesses? If you're willing to do that and want to hear answers or discussion, you're in the right place. We love talking about the risen Lord Jesus. Just ask your questions anytime. Keep coming and looking and seeing. Jesus is alive. And wonderfully, you're going to meet lots of people here at Christchurch. We've done just that. I know the majority of us know that Jesus is alive, for he died and rose to save you and save me. It makes it the most astonishingly happy Easter. So significant, my wife said, put a tie on. It's Easter. It's such good news. It is a game changer, isn't it? It changes everything. Jesus changes everything. Not just that our faith will be made sight, wonderfully, and for some here this morning, that'll be a particular sweet thought as you think about loved ones not with you this Easter. But knowing that we all stand as those can say, he died and rose to save you and save me. The only thing I'd leave you with is to think, as you prepare for life after the bank holiday, thinking about going back to work, back to school, whatever it might be, there's going to be some conversation at the water cooler if they still exist in the kind of, you know, stay-at-home workplace. But you're going to see somebody. There's going to be a conversation at some point through a screen or face-to-face about what did you do over Easter? And I guess lots will have gone skiing and had all sorts of fun. But you could say, well, yeah, had some time with the family. A bit of R&R, bit of DIY. But will you say that little bit extra, but also a bit of rejoicing? Because I know the one who died and rose to save you and save me. And that's a game changer. Maybe you dare to say, would you like to know him too? I'm going to pray. You've listened brilliantly, and then the constables are going to come and continue our prayers. Father, thank you so much for the truths of that first Easter. Thank you for that question. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. We rejoice in the truths of that Easter, that Jesus died and rose to save us, and we pray very much you'd affirm our faith this morning and help us boldly take it into the world and our workplaces, that more and more would know the absolute certainty and joy of being a saved sinner. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to keep praying as the councils come and continue. 10:30. And if you want to find out more about staying in touch through weekly news, this card, if you're new here, is a great way of just finding out a bit more, points you to the website. And as I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to keep reading about who Jesus is, asking your questions, you'll see scattered around one of the brilliant Luke's Gospels. So just collating all the eyewitness accounts, do take Luke's Gospel if that's helpful to you. Free of charge, just have a read, come back with questions. It's really terrific. And whilst we're enjoying coffee and refreshments, there is a bit of an Easter egg hunt. That was good. That was a good reaction, okay? It's a clue hunt. It's a clue hunt. And then you come to me or to Kate. Kate, give us a wave. Or I'm going to get lynched. There's Kate. And we have got at least a little chocolate treat for everybody. So everyone who's under a certain age. So there's clues all around, okay? The clues are 10 letters that spell out three words. And the last clue tells you the address in the Bible, because you've got to finish it off and give me the verse. Okay, we're not making it easy. I know some of you did it before the service started, but I've got your number. Okay, so let me just close our service, but that's what the children can be doing. Let me read some of those wonderful words again. Luke 24. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you. And so may we go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.